This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives lawmakers demand stronger legal action against rape and other heinous crimes. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki receives vote of confidence. Patan High Court issues so-called order in writ petition challenging Bagmati Province Chief Minister's appointment. Nagdhunga Tunnel opens to small four-wheeled vehicles. And more than 15,000 acres burned in Nevada wildfire, 23,000 residents evacuated. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives have drawn the government's attention to making the legal system stricter and ensuring harsh punishment for offenders to end violence against women. Seeking time from the speaker in the House meeting yesterday, lawmakers urged the government to formulate stringent laws to take strong action against those involved in heinous crimes such as rape. Raising the case of a 3-year-old girl who was raped and murdered recently, lawmakers stressed that the government should focus not only on determining the length of punishment for heinous crimes such as rape, but also on establishing an effective legal framework with deterrent punishments to prevent such crimes from occurring. Similarly, lawmakers said the easy access of children to options and violent content online has increased the physical and psychological suffering of children and women. They stressed the need to establish and implement standards governing children's use of social media. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki has attained a vote of confidence in the Kosi Province Assembly. Chief Minister Karki had tabled the proposal seeking a vote of confidence yesterday in accordance with the Constitution. Members of the Province Assembly from the CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party NCP supported the proposal. Chief Minister Karki received 57 votes. The Kosi Province Assembly has 40 members from the CPN-UML and 17 from the NCP. Members of the Nepali Congress voted against the proposal. Of the party's 29 members in the assembly, 22 voted against it. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party RPP, which has 5 members including the speaker, remained neutral. Meanwhile, the Patan High Court has issued a show-cause notice over the appointment of Kiranthapa Magar as Chief Minister of Bagmati Province. A single bench of Justice Babita Upreti issued the order on 2 separate writ petitions filed at the Hetauda bench of the High Court challenging the Chief Minister's appointment. The petitions were filed by RPP Bagmati Province Parliamentary Party Chief Whip Kumari Tamang and Advocate Mohan Prasad Thakal. The court has asked the defendants to submit written responses within 15 days explaining the legal basis and reasons concerning the appointment and has also summoned both sides for discussion on August 26 tomorrow. The Nagdhunga Tunnel Road has been partially opened to the public from yesterday. Previously, the tunnel was opened only to vehicles providing emergency services for testing purposes. Dr. Bijay Jaisi, Director General of the Department of Roads, said that from yesterday it had been opened to small four-wheeled vehicles including cars, jeeps and vans. Vehicles carrying highly inflammable material and two-wheelers will not be allowed to enter the tunnel. Other heavy vehicles will also be allowed to use the tunnel after the completion of the testing phase. For now, the tunnel will operate as a one-way route from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Nepal Telecom has extended 4G service to the Badimalika area of Bajura, a religious and touristic destination. With this, mobile and internet services have started operating there from yesterday. Locals, pilgrims, tourists and various government and non-government organizations have benefited once communication services became available in that area. Information and Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna, while inaugurating this service virtually, said that the government is committed to ensuring that citizens in remote areas are not deprived of their basic communication rights. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Kanal is set to leave for Belgrade, the capital of Serbia, on August 30th, leading a three-member Nepali delegation. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that he is heading there to participate in the high-level commemorative meeting of the Non-Aligned Movement, NAM. The NAM meeting is being held in Belgrade on the 31st of August and 1st of September. The first summit of the Non-Aligned Movement took place in Belgrade in 1961. The government has decided to form a special task force to address the demands of families of Gen Z movement marchers and those injured in the protest. A meeting held under the chairmanship of Home Minister Sudhan Gurung yesterday discussed the implementation of the 10-point agreement approved by the cabinet, as well as a 24-point proposal related to the movement. The meeting decided to assign the existing facilitation committee under the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers as the special task force to handle Gen Z-related issues. Both houses of federal parliament are holding meetings today. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet at 1 p.m., in which Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam is scheduled to present the Nepal Law Commission First Amendment Bill 2083. She will also table proposals seeking consideration of the Reconciliation Second Amendment Bill 2083 and an agreement under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea concerning the conservation and sustainable use of marine biological diversity in areas beyond national jurisdiction. Likewise, Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramzi Yadav will propose sending the Child Labour Prohibition and Regulation Bill 2083 to the relevant committee for clause-wise discussion. Meanwhile, the National Assembly will meet at 10:15 a.m. today, in which Prime Minister Balendra Shah is scheduled to propose sending the bill on retrieving the provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042, along with the message received from the House of Representatives to the Legislative Management Committee for detailed discussion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The construction of the much-awaited Rahughat hydropower project in Myagdi has been completed. The physical construction and equipment installation work of the 40-megawatt Rahughat hydropower project, which is owned by the Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, and by Raghuganga Hydropower, a subsidiary of the Nepal government, has been completed. Ganesh KC, Managing Director of Raghuganga Hydropower informed that the Rahughat Hydropower Project is preparing for power generation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A fast-moving wildfire near Reno of Nevada in USA has burned more than 15,000 acres, forcing around 23,000 people to evacuate. According to the BBC, the fire, known as the Hawk Fire, has destroyed 32 homes and damaged 6 others, in which 7 people, including 4 civilians and 3 firefighters, have suffered minor injuries. Officials said about 27% of the blaze had been contained by Monday, while more than two-thirds of its perimeter remained uncontrolled as strong and unpredictable winds continue to hamper firefighting efforts. Another 40,000 residents have been advised to remain prepared to evacuate. Officials say the fire could continue burning for at least 2 more days, with no immediate timeline for residents to return home. Fire crews from 15 U.S. states as well as Australia and New Zealand are assisting the firefighting operation. Nevada Governor Joy Lombardo has declared a state of emergency in Washoe County and activated the National Guard. Authorities say the fire was human-caused, but investigators have not determined whether it was deliberately started. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather across the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan region, and similar weather is expected in some hilly areas. Likewise, moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely in parts of Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as a few places in Madhes and the Tarai areas of Kosi province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Gusty winds are also possible in some parts of Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Kosi province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives lawmakers demand stronger legal action against rape and other heinous crimes. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki receives vote of confidence. Patan High Court issues show cause order in writ petitions challenging Bagmati Province Chief Minister's appointment. Nagdhunga Tunnel opens to small four-wheeled vehicles. And more than 15,000 acres burned in Nevada wildfire, 23,000 residents evacuated. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.